Just worship the Lord a little bit. I think we're going to, well, I know we're going to go back into just worship and standing in His presence or sitting in His presence. That's where He has us. Hallelujah. We glorify You. Just let the Holy Spirit begin to fall right now in your homes. Glorify You, Jesus. And it is. I am the great helper, says the Spirit of grace. Abandon yourself on me. Bring all things. Say, I cannot of myself. Throw yourself at my mercies and my graces, for they're never ending. They'll see you through, says the Spirit of grace. For I've not come to accuse you, but to heal you. Find my mercies. Find my grace, says the Spirit of grace. For all who come before me, find my mercies. Elach indeske. I'm ever at the door of your heart. Do not turn me away, but embrace me as a friend. Embrace me. But I'm closer. Mother and father may forsake you. Best friends, all acquaintances, but I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm as close, Mahedasa, is the breath that you breathe. Know this, that I'm before your thoughts and I'm in your thoughts. And the multitude of your thoughts within you, my comforts delight your soul, says the Spirit of grace. My peace have I provided for you. So come unto me. Come unto me. Yes, sir. The first step out of all things is to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Say within your heart, even with your lips, I surrender. For surrender and yieldedness is the spirit of holiness. That I can come and reshape you. I am the potter. Become the clay. Do not be stiff-necked. Don't be stiff. Yield your vessel, a living vessel. Let my hands come and begin to mold you. Say yes to me. And I'll go 1,000 times more, 1,000 steps further than one step that you take. I'll take the next 1,000 steps. To ensure your future, says the Spirit of grace. Let me pour my oil and my wine into your brokenness, for I am the Good Samaritan. I will pour my oil, my wine into your life. I'll resurrect you. I'll heal you. I'll recalibrate you. I'll strengthen you. I'll fill you with peace, says the Spirit of grace. Now's the time. Now's the day. Don't say in your heart, 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. But speak now. Yield now, says the Spirit of grace. Makarese diato. Benda caresolo, carese diato, healing Jesus, your glory, yes, Lord. So I was praying early this morning, contemplations of the Holy Spirit began to, in essence, say turn to 2 Chronicles, and I'm not telling you to turn there, I think it'll just mention this in the exhortation because I really feel like we're going to have the worship team come and we're just going to worship. Old Testament stories sometimes can seem just fantastic, but they're so true. I have no doctrine in the sense of the word line on line to present to you this morning, except that I know this is his doctrine this morning. It's for each of you individually, as couples, as singles, to present yourself before the Lord and abandon yourself. And only you, Jesus. As a righteous king, one of the few in the lineage of Israel after David, was in David's lineage. His name was Jehoshaphat. And he was a righteous man, cleansed Israel, went back to worship truth. And as a result of it, the enemy came to destroy. In the 20th chapter, it says that there was at least three nations: Amorites, I believe Moabites, Mount Seir. And it was told to him that they have come, they're just outside of the boundaries of the nation. They're here to destroy us. And the Bible says that he was exceedingly fearful. But he did the right thing. He proclaimed a fast. All these armies were there, and, you know, we think, well, it probably was a small amount, but if you read just a few chapters earlier, I think it was in chapter 17, 18, I'm not sure, it gives you the tabulation of Jehoshaphat's army from every tribe. And I believe he had 160,000 marching troops. That's a big army. So he himself, the army of Judah, had an incredible army. So when he says, Lord, he cried out and he said, God, we have no defense against them. We have no might against them. It's estimated, I guess, that whatever his army was, it wasn't even nearly a match for what had come. Now, some of you are surrounded this morning by an insurmountable army that you cannot see any way of escape. The Lord said, read it. You don't have to turn there. Let me just read some verses because the word is so powerful. And it came to pass after this, after a time that Jehoshaphat was serving the Lord, after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from the beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. And as he fasted and as the people prayed, the Spirit of the Lord came. I'm trying to find the verse here. In verse 14 it says, then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. Say to yourself right now, and don't just repeat this, but mean it as much as you can. You can speak quietly or just say it. Be not afraid. I am not afraid of the diagnosis. I am not afraid of the threat that is in front of my life. It's going to be okay. God's going to turn this. Hallelujah. 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 He prophesies and says, hearken all you Judah, inhabitants of King, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle, and this sounds so cliche-ish, but you've got to realize this, you've got to transfer the battle. There's got to be some kind of transfer. And how do I, somebody said, well, you speak the nuts and bolts, but here's the in between, here's the solvent of the nuts and bolts of how to make all this work in his presence. If you'll give yourself to his presence, if you'll give whatever you can sow, that you'll also reap. If you sow time in his presence, whatever that is, he'll come. God changes everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. The battle's not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go you down, he gives direction against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah, Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. The Levites and the children of Korahites and the children of the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord of Israel with a loud voice on high. Verse 21, the next day. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and to say praise, they went out before the army and to say praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I don't care how you feel. I do care how you feel. That's not a negative. I care how you feel, but I don't. Listen, yieldedness to the prophecy that we just heard, I didn't know that that was coming. But when you yield to him, you begin to speak. I don't feel that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Some of you may feel dirty. You may feel unclean. You may feel unrighteous. Listen, you don't have to. The most wonderful thing is everything is made up in one moment's time if we confess our sins. We don't even have to go back. We just say, Jesus, cleanse me. Wash me. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. It all starts with just a yieldedness to say, Lord, cleanse me. Wash me. And then you continue to believe what he says about you. Hallelujah. And when ugliness comes back 5 minutes later or 2 minutes later or the next day and says, you're not healed, or you're this or you're that, you don't have to have 1,000 scriptures. All you have to say is, I am. I am. In Jesus' name, I am. Hallelujah. I am. I am, said I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, when he had consulted with the people and appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness, the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And when they began to sing, look at this. When they began, or listen to this. When they began to sing and to praise the Lord, or sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah, and they were smitten. The children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. This is incredible. It's just insanity in the natural sense. But God sent his angels there. You know, if I was the last two guys standing there and I looked around, there's hundreds of thousands of bodies, I'd say, look, you go home, I'll go home. But they could not stop killing each other. This is a pictorial, it's a picture of how that God will set ambushments against the demonic spirits. David said in Psalms 3, how are they that have increased, that have risen up against me? But though thousands would rise up against me, thousands, I will not be afraid. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when they began to sing and praise the Lord set these ambushments against these children, against these nations. And the children of Ammon stood up, as I've read this, they helped to destroy each other. And when Judah came, this is the most important part about it. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And then in verse 25, it just says that it took them 3 days to pick up the spoils. 3 days. 3 days. But the most important part of this whole message is it's the praise, it's the worship, but it's the unseen. It's the faith. From Jerusalem to Tekoa, now it's the battle of En Gedi. It's really, En Gedi will be the last place where the Battle of Armageddon. It's called Jehoshaphat's Valley even today. It's En Gedi. So I'm not, but based on wherever they were in the watchtower, I've read a number of different things, but 10 to 12 miles is, I think, the minimal. I've got up to historical reports of that. They think that it could have been 28 miles. So they started marching early in the morning. So you're talking about possibility of us leaving here and in a 10 to 12 hours making the outskirts of Lebel. But the Bible says emphatically, here's the thing, that from the moment they began to worship and begin to praise, they didn't get there. They never even saw the battle. They got there and it was done. They never saw the fight. They got there and it was done.
12 hours earlier, wherever they started marching from, the moment they started worshiping, things started happening in the spirit realm. It happened then. They didn't even get a chance to get there and watch. See, that's faith. You can't wait till things get better and then start saying, I'm going to believe you, Jesus. You got to make your stand today, lift your hands, and you got to keep marching. You got to keep saying, Lord, I don't see it. They didn't see it when they left Jerusalem. They did not see that God was already killing the enemy. And when they got there, it's like, it's done. It's absolutely done. Hallelujah. That's your part. Your part's faith. If they'd have said, well, when we get there, we want to see. No. The Lord said, start now. Start worshiping. And as they begin to worship and begin to, we praise you, Lord, for the beauty of your mercies endure forever. Your mercies endure forever. 20-something miles away, or however far it was away, hours for them to get there, several hours, no matter what. When they got there, it was done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your victory begins now. It doesn't start next week, next Thursday, next Friday, 2 weeks from now, 6 months from now. It begins today. It begins from the moment that you choose to say, I yield myself. I don't feel like a pastor. I don't. Listen. We don't care. We do care. We love you. God bless you. But do you want it to turn? Yes, I do. Well, you got to step out in faith. You gotta say, your mercy endures forever. You've healed me, Jesus. You've delivered me, Jesus. You've saved us, Lord. Saved us not just for eternity, but you've saved us from shipwreck. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Would you guys please come? Now I'm going to ask, you don't have to, but as many as would want to come and just stand in the presence of God. You're going to be in the presence of God out there, but just come and just, as many as you want to stand out there, just stand in the presence of God. As many of you want to come up here and stand, it's your physical affirmation. En Gedi may be physically, or it may be you, the time in which you see everything in the natural take place. It may be, but the spiritual part, the victory, the real victory starts right now before you can see it. Now's the time to lift your hands. Now's the time to worship. Hallelujah. We're just going to worship. Probably the rest of the service. You get tired, just be seated, but let's just magnify the Lord. See your victory now. Angels being released. Holy Spirit being released. Now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lead us, worship team. Hallelujah.
Because of who you are. Thank you. Yeah.
yourselves. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him. Upon him. For he careth for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There's so many of you that are facing battles. And of course, and I don't mean this demeaning, because it yours is very important. But it seems like when it's there, that it's undescribable. And you think there's nobody that's in this except me. Guess what? He's in that room with you. He's in there with you. And many are going through different things, so many different things. But Peter's telling us to take hope, because the whole body is in a war. But the God of all grace, would you say the God of all grace? Who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, and I don't like this part too, well, why after a while does he like just sit there and like, okay, I want to see how long they can suffer. You ought to know your Father better than that. The sandwich between the time that you're in it and the close has everything to do with you and nothing to do with him. Except he's in there with you. And it all starts and it all ends with what he said from the beginning, humble yourself. The establishing, the perfecting, the coming to the fullness where he perfects you and brings you into a place of settlement has everything to do with you yielding yourself over to him and saying, Father, I know nothing of myself. I cannot do anything of myself. Change me. Change whatever part of me that doesn't believe. You know, we criticize for the man who said, I believe, but help my unbelief. Listen, we believe, but the part of us that doesn't believe, that's the part that is suffering a while, and God's saying, I don't even want you to your Father doesn't want you to suffer 2 seconds. He wants it over now. He wants to help your belief, and he wants to help your unbelief. Hallelujah. What do you think 30, 60, and 100 is? The first, the blade, the ear, the full corn in the ear. It's the progression of your faith. You say, Lord, help me, because I want this thing over, and I want it over quickly. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. He wants it over quicker than you. Hallelujah. Speak life. Jesus. Jesus. Healing to the bodies. Healing to the minds. Healing to the marriages. Your grace. Help us to humble ourselves. We know nothing of ourselves, Lord. Jesus, in the same way that you said you do nothing of yourself. But all that you did was receive what you received of the Father. In the same manner, Lord, we say, we know nothing, can do nothing of ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Do you say with me, I say that Immokalee is in revival. The blind see. The deaf hear. The dumb speak. The dead are raised. Demoniacs are set free. Maimed are made whole. Minds are renewed. People are set free. Marriages are healed. People on the streets, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. In the proximity of this area, angels are ascending and descending upon this ministry and upon my life personally. When I leave this building, God's Spirit goes with me. He fills the atmosphere. I am in a place where my body is continually being healed. I expect to wake up in the morning completely healed. During the day, during the night, during all times in my life, I'm receiving His healing. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we've been praising and worshiping, and you guys have been doing a great job. So it's got us sedated and we're really feeling great. And this might be a little shock to your system because there's shift over into something, but I want you to go out of here just in a praise. Hallelujah. Marty, can you find Psalms 3, please? Tommy Bates. Hallelujah.
Pastor, can I give a testimony?
Yes.
A couple months ago, I had to make an appointment to go to a dermatologist because I had...
Speak up just a little bit.
I had something on my back, and I was supposed to go, but praise God, Rex and I checked my back, and it's totally gone.
Hallelujah.
I didn't have to go to the doctor.
Yes.
The Lord healed
disappeared.
Me. I just kept praising God and thanking
praise
Him
God.
That I was healed.
Amen.
God's no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah. I believe it. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So if you're at home, if you're here, if you can stand up, if you need to rest. But let's go out of here. Marty, are you ready? No, he's not. Bless his heart. I should have told him earlier. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I know we have it. The devil didn't steal it. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know where it's at?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Such a good one.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's a staple. It's got to be around here somewhere. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and magnify God. We glorify you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You're so worthy to receive praise. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you for the victory today. Before we see it, Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Glory and the lifter of my head. Your head's down tonight. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Glory, the lifter of my head.
One more time, because there's some of you that are facing some strong demonic influences. And I know the power of darkness seems to be camped at your doorstep. But tonight, Jesus Christ is the glory. He's the lifter up of your head. He never shoves your head down. He always comes and picks it up. He wipes off the scars, the battle scars off your face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach out to Him right now. Many there be increased that trouble me these last days. Many are the demon spirits that rise up against me. That old accuser. Many there be which say of my soul. This is what the devil says to you. There is no help for you in God. But this is what we do. Precious Holy Ghost of God, sustain me. Listen to this. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of demons. Every evil spirit from hell may rise up against me. I will not be afraid of 10,000. Office. He said, this is the song that's going to take you through to the end time. He said, it makes no difference how many demons are encamped about you. He said, I'm going to be the glory and the lifter up of your head. So whenever my back's up against the wall, here's what I do. I cry to the Lord. And I know there's people listening to this tape right now. In the car, wherever you may be, just cry out to the Lord. Gonna fall. Everybody sing it, lift your hands and sing it. Somebody. Oh,
Thou, O Lord,
I feel You, Jesus. You're lifting up our heads, God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Thou, O Lord.
Oh, Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
You're the glory and the lifter.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. Glory, victory. Thank you, Jesus. We'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We won't be here Wednesday night. We'll see you next Sunday. Stay in prayer. For those of you that are usually here on Sunday nights with us, it'll be a little bit. We'll tell you when we come back on Sunday nights. But stay in prayer. We'll be here every Sunday and Wednesday. And we love you all. Have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe in the Lord. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.